So we love him and we love all of you because we cannot love God without loving you. It's in through by loving you that we love God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So don't let the devil fool you. You can't love God if you don't love people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he'll do a whole lot of things to try to make you upset with him and keep you from loving him. But that's his trick to keep you where he is in torment. Hallelujah. But don't let him fool you. What time is it? Good news time. God's word is good news. And it's good news in the bad news world. We come to bring you a bit of good news today. God's service is moved right along swiftly. Hallelujah. Please, Lord, we won't be before you that long ourselves. Hallelujah. We've been fighting what the doctor said was upper respiratory infection. Hallelujah. And we're here. And our text today is in the book of Psalms. Psalms number 1. Hallelujah. Psalms number 1. Verse 1. Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand and yield the spiritual man, physical man, mental man. Give them all unto you, that you may use us in this service for your glory and your honor. Send a word of empowerment, a word of enrichment, a word of deliverance and victory. Send a word to cause us to be more like you and less like ourselves. As we allow you to increase in our life. Hallelujah. And ourselves diminish. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Everybody there? Psalms number 1, verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ask the person sitting there this question. Say, do you want to be blessed? Do you want to be blessed? Last Sunday, we talked to you about pushing or pressing. And we said that in order to get things that you may have made resolutions about for the new year or didn't make resolutions about, but you have those desires, you're going to have to push your way through some things in 18 in order to accomplish this goals or your intents that you have set forth, or to even move up in the Lord. We don't want to stand still as some of us may have done in the past, but we want to continue to move forward. Hallelujah. Jesus told us to go. I haven't found where he told us to sit yet, but he said go. And go in all the world. And so in order to be blessed, we're going to have to follow the instruction of the blesser. When we do the right thing, we can hope to receive our just reward. because God is faithful. Amen. And whatever he says he will do, that he will surely do. It may not be in our, on our time scale. And sometimes it may not even be in our lifetime. But he's still going to do it. Hallelujah. And he will do it. He makes promises that can go on for years and years, and long after we're gone, that promises still can be fulfilled. Praise God. Hallelujah. He told Abraham, I have made you a father of many nations. And at that time, Isaac didn't even have nobody. Hallelujah. And he died on the scene. One child of the promise. But as we read the Bible today, we find out that promise that God made Abraham long, long time ago is still unfolding today. Every time somebody comes to Christ, hallelujah, that's a part of that promise that God made as a seed of Abraham. We become the seeds of Abraham, and how we are able to come back to Christ because of the faith that Abraham had. Hallelujah. It's through that kind of faith that we become children of God and be blessed accordingly, because we believe his word. And his word says, I'm going to bless you. Hallelujah. And so we look for the blessing. Hallelujah. Ever looking for the blessing. Because how many know the blessing doesn't stop? It just keep on flowing. Hallelujah. So we get out. We receive blessings as a single thing. But now the blessing just keep on going. He said, I'll be in you as a well of living water, flowing out like everlasting life. It'll come forth, hallelujah, and keep on blessing you. So if you want to be blessed, follow the instructions to being blessed. I'm just going to talk to you a little bit today concerning Psalm 1, the first verse said, blessed is the man. Blessed is the person. Amplified said, fortunate are you. Or he said, you are prosperous are you. Or favored by God are you. Blessed. See, blessed sometimes means you're happy. Okay. That's being blessed. Blessed sometimes means that you may get an increase in sustenance. It ain't all the time. See, a lot of times we if we don't get no increase, we don't think we've been blessed. If I go through all day long, all week long, and I ain't get nothing to show for it, you think you have been blessed. But you're blessed just to open your eyes. Hallelujah. Praise God. Some people can't even open their eyes. They're here, but they can't open their eyes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you're blessed. Blessed the man that walketh not in the counsel of the wicked. That is, you're not gonna do what the wicked tell you to do. You're not gonna act the way the wicked act. You're not gonna turn a rail for a rail, and an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. You're going to do the right thing. Blessed the one that when you see somebody doing wrong, you're going to do the right thing. You're not going to just fall in line and fall suit. And you know how it was when we were growing up. If one of the brothers did something and you were holding your ground for a while, and after a while they kept on nudging you that you went on did it too. And then when you got caught, we'll say, well, she did it first. We join in with the wicked rather than holding firm and saying it ain't right. Hallelujah. And I refuse to do what's not right. Don't do it because it feels right. Don't do it because somebody made it look right. You cannot justify wrong. You cannot make it be all right. Wrong is wrong. And right is right. And it can't be no in-betweens. Amen? So blessed are ye when men, well, blessed is the man that does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, the wicked people. And he doesn't stand in the way of the sinners. We're not going to keep the sinner from following Christ. Well, how do I do that, Pastor? By you not following him. Because we're supposed to be following Christ, right? He said, deny self and then take the cross up and follow me daily. And you don't have no day off. Daily. I mean every day. All day long. All right? He said, don't lean to your own understanding, but follow me. And because he said it doesn't make sense, you don't do it. God said it makes sense. May not make sense to you, but it makes sense. It don't make sense to you because you don't see how it can work. But God already knows how it works. It works by him. And he can't fail. Hallelujah. God can do everything. Ask Abraham, is there anything too hard for me? Whatever it is, Sheila said God can work it out. It may not look like he can work it out, but he can. And he'll do it for you. If you just wait for him. Don't get in a hurry. to help him out, but wait for him. Don't join in with the sinners that caused you to be in their way of coming to Christ. You hear him say, why should I get saved? I'm just as good as so-and-so. They were out partying with me last night. And then they won't just leave it with that person. You throw everybody else in the boat with them. They're all the same thing. You're standing in the way of somebody coming to Christ. And that's not going to bring you no blessing. Don't sit in the seat of the scornful. Don't do what they're doing. Don't sit in judgment of someone else. Just make sure that you are not doing the same thing. Glory be to God. Watch yourself as well as pray. You ain't got time to watch Deacon James, because if you're watching Deacon James, you're going to fall in a ditch. You got to keep your eyes on yourself. Thank you, Jesus. Watch what you're saying, how you're saying. See, sometimes it's not what you say, but how you say it. And if we don't watch ourselves, self will promote himself to come forth out of your innocence. You meant no harm, but self does me harm. Because there's no good thing in the flesh. Glory be to God. Blessed ye if you don't walk in the way of the counsel and of the ungodly, not standing in the way of the sinner, not sitting in the seat of the scornful, but you should find your delight in obeying the word of God. You ought to find joy in saying the Lord is my shepherd. You ought to find joy, the Lord is my hope, the light of my salvation, the joy in knowing that blessed, hallelujah, is the Lord. Oh my soul, I will bless the Lord. Hallelujah. You ought to find joy in knowing that I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continue to be in my mouth. You ought to find joy in saying to the Lord, he brought me through this. He brought me through that. He'll keep on bringing me each and every day. Find your delight not in bullying somebody, but find your delight not in talking how good the Lord is. Find your delight not in pulling somebody down. Hallelujah. But find your delight in giving God glory. Hallelujah, making a joyful noise unto the Lord, oh ye land. Hallelujah, serving the Lord and serving with gladness. Hallelujah, your delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law will you meditate. Hallelujah, day and night, day and night. It's day now. Later on, it's going to be night. Next thing you know, it's day again. Hallelujah. So you ain't got no other time to do nothing else Hallelujah, but do it daily. Meditate in the Lord during the day while the sun is shining. Meditate in the Lord while it's night. Hallelujah. Meditate in the Lord while things are going good. The sun is shining. Meditate in the Lord when it's clouded, rain is falling, thunder is hitting. Hallelujah. Meditate in the line when things are going rough and not going the way you want them to go. But keep on meditating in the Lord, saying, the Lord is my healer. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my helper. The Lord is my deliverer. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my joy. The Lord is my delight. The Lord will bring me. Hallelujah. He bought me yesterday. He'll bring me today. And he'll keep on carrying me forevermore. Hallelujah. Keep on. Hallelujah. Meditating in the Lord. You are blessed when you meditate in the Lord. Because nothing but peace, joy, and happiness in his word. It'll tell you how to get out of your distresses. Hallelujah. He'll tell you how to get out those that trouble you. He'll tell you how to handle every adverse situation. Hallelujah. You are blessed by doing what the word says. And then it said, then you shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Hallelujah. You'll be planted in some good soil where you can get some water. Hallelujah. You can be nursed back to good health. You're planted by the river of water that bringeth forth fruit, his fruit, and his season. See, our problem is we want things out of season. I know we can go to the grocery store and find fruits year-round. All right? We want apples and strawberries, and we'll get them now. Okay. But some things you got to get while they're in season. God got a period for you to labor. Some people just want for everything to be handed to them on a silver platter. Don't want to suffer nothing. Don't want to go through nothing. Hallelujah. Job had to remind his wife. Now, he had been blessed all the many years. Now, it come time that he had to go through something. And she wanted Job to curse God and die just because he was going through that period. But Job said, you sound like a foolish woman. Don't sound like nobody belong to me. Should I just suffer, have good for the Lord all the time and never get no bad? Hallelujah. So in this life, you shall have trials and tribulation. And we're looking to omit them. We don't want to go through nothing. But we want all the benefits when we get in heaven. And I I know y'all say, I say this all the time, but it's worth saying. Bless, I'm talking about blessing, right? Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely. You blame best. And he said, great is your reward in heaven. So as they're doing those things against you, they're increasing your benefits in heaven. Hallelujah. So it is in going through that your benefits get bigger. You don't have no trials. You don't have as much joy. Because we don't even know what trials will be. You have nothing to compare. So when you're going through some, this is why a lot of you can rejoice so much, because you came through something. And because you came through it on the other side, you are rejoicing. But the word said, don't just wait till the battle's over. Shout right now. You meditating on the Lord, not you knowing the Lord got it. And the Lord's going to bring you through. So death right now. Hallelujah. He will bring it forth, your fruit, in the time you're supposed to get it. And your leaves shall not wither. Hallelujah. And whatsoever you do it, you're going to prosper. It may not look like I'm prospering right now, Michelle, but that's in your eyesight. I'm prospering. I may not can see my prosperity, but I'm prospering. Because the word said so. I could have been worse. I may not have but a dollar in my pocket, but it could be I did not have none in my pocket. I could be that I don't have none in my pocket and still behind an automobile. I found out that I can just pay one bill at a time. I might not have no money left over, but my bills are paid. So I can go on another week. Another month. And if I had too much money, I might wind up sinning. I might wind up being like Trump. Because money rules some people. You might think you can handle it, but God knows that you can't. So he let you stay in your struggle, and you can appreciate him more as he let you go day by day. You can't live nothing but one day at a time anyway. And we take you through today, he'll take you through tomorrow. If you just don't worry about it. The ungodly is not blessed. They might look like it. How many know everything that looks like a blessing is not a blessing? And everything that don't look like a blessing can be a blessing. Because blessings are sometimes in disguise. And because it doesn't look like a blessing, many of us have missed out on our blessings. Because it didn't look like one. It didn't sound like one. It didn't even feel like one. Hallelujah. Blessings. If you just keep your mind on the Lord and do what he said do, blessings are yours. Hallelujah. So the ungodly can't claim this. They're like the chaff with no life. And the wind just blow it. You know, like them tumbleweeds you see in the old westerns. And the wind blowing and those things be just rolling across the desert light. They ain't got no life. Wind just blow them everywhere. No root. Hallelujah. No foundation. That's the way the ungodly would be. The sinners. All right. So, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment. All right. What is saying here? When God come to judge, they can't be justified. They have to be condemned into everlasting damnation. Where they'll be burning, mourning and groaning and gnashing of the teeth throughout eternity. Hallelujah. That's what the ungodly will get. But those that are of the Lord shall be blessed. You'll be welcome into the kingdom and get everlasting life. Glory be to God. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, and ungodly shall perish, but the righteous shall get eternal life. Do you want to be blessed? Hallelujah. Then don't walk in the way of the sinner, stand in the way of the sinner, nor walk in the path of ungodly. If you want to be blessed, do what the word says do. Want to be blessed, live holy. Want to be blessed, be humble. Want to be blessed, serve the Lord with gladness. Want to be blessed, hallelujah, acknowledge him in all your ways, and allow him to direct your path. Consult the Lord, and he will bring everything out all right for you. He will direct your path. He'll tell you what to do, how to do it, when to do it. If you want to be blessed, you got to love everybody. And that's it for today. If there's someone that needs the Lord for any reason whatsoever, whether it's for salvation, prayer or whatever, now's your time to come. Invitation extended. The gospel been preached. The doors to faith are open.